Check 1, 2. Check, check 1, 2. We're live?
Yeah, we're live.
All right,
we're back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Without Further Ado, Episode 6, Jan and Kenny.
Yes.
So, I'm going to rewind back a little bit. The last time we did a podcast, I just checked my cellular phone, was in April of 2019. It is now January of 2020.
Needless to say, things are starting to heat up.
On the last podcast, we spoke of, I was just about to go on my bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
I made it back. And since then, a couple other big things have happened.
Right.
Figuratively and literally. I gained weight. I'm up about 20, 25 pounds since the bachelor party.
You can't even tell with that waist trainer you have?
Well, no one will be able to tell. Because these things are just in their ears. They can't see me.
But if they were to look at you, what would they see?
I'm wearing a waist trainer right now.
How does that work? Is that like a corset? Does Ashley tie it in the back?
Yeah. Yes, it's a corset. Keeps you skinny in your waist area. But your butt stays big.
Mm-hmm. The cheeks.
Yeah,
you can't hide them cheeks, right?
Right, right. So, yeah, after the bachelor party came the summer.
Right.
And a
lot of weddings.
Probably the craziest wedding season we as a company have ever been a part of.
100 plus.
100 plus. Easy. Maybe 300 weddings.
Dancers, no dancers. We saw it all.
Right. And that's what we're kind of here to talk to you today about. We've decided... Mm-hmm. That we're not going to play songs anymore on our podcast.
Yep.
And we're just going to talk.
Yeah. The songs...
all six of you who listened to this...
The songs weren't good enough.
Said they don't like the songs and they like the talking. So I guess we could just kind of rewind back to April and take it, you know, month by month on all the happenings.
I think what we realized while doing these weddings was we know how to party and... We want to tell you how to do it.
Right. So that's what this podcast, and moving forward, what we're going to do is just tell you guys how to party the right way, the safe way. Mm-hmm. And we're going to probably be bringing in some professionals from the wedding industry if they answer our calls and have them come in and kind of interview them. But this one, this first one back, is just going to be Jan and I kind of babbling.
Do's and don'ts.
Yeah, do's and don'ts.
We came up with a quick list. But we are looking for guests. You know, yeah. We're talking to you, venue owners.
Right. Any venue owners, maitre d's.
Wedding planners.
Photographers, planners.
Limo
florists,
drivers.
Limo drivers.
By the way, we need to start a limo company.
We should start our own limo company.
I haven't met one person who's ever been like, that limo service was awesome.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone's like, stereo broke, Bluetooth didn't work.
Right.
They tried to charge me an extra $600 when I was getting off the limo.
Yeah.
Have you ever met someone who's like that limo?
They smoke
awesome.
Cigarettes inside, windows up.
Yeah. It's listen, the real reason we made this, we're looking for investors.
Right.
For our limo company.
Who's calling me?
And when, you know, we're not doing weddings, it could be like a food truck.
Right, right.
We just have buffet tables inside, sternos, corn dogs.
Right.
All right.
All that
back,
fun stuff.
Back to do's and don'ts.
All right. We're going to get into the do's and don'ts. Now, again,
party tips.
Pretty positive no one's going to listen to this. But if somebody does and they are in the wedding industry and they are one of these people.
Do better.
Just do better. Don't get mad at us. Think of it as
constructive
criticism.
Yes.
Right. Which we are willing to, you know, if you want to have a podcast about, you know, the do's and don'ts.
Right. We'll tuck our shirts in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
We don't mind.
We'll put our tie back on.
That's right. So, but this is what we kind of have to get out, get off our chest right now. All right. Do number one. Jan?
Do number one. Pick a venue that matches the size of your wedding.
Right.
Talking to you brides and grooms.
Right. So, what he's basically getting at is that, you know, a lot of these rooms... At a lot of these venues are built, they're big rooms, and they're built to hold, you know, up to 300 to 400 people.
Yeah, especially hotels.
Right. So when, you know, your wedding has, you know, 100, 120 people in it, mm-hmm. and the you're getting a walkthrough at these venues and they're saying, you know, look at how much space everybody has, that's not necessarily a good thing.
Not for the party.
No, because when people are partying and, you know, there's all that space and people by nature get mm-hmm. Nervous to dance by themselves. They like to dance in close quarters. They feel like people are looking at them when they're dancing out in space. So these big giant venues that fit, you know, 300 people but yeah. only have 100 people in them, it just looks like it's a dead party.
If you go to a venue and you see a dance floor and it reminds you of an Olympic-sized gymnastic stage
right.
where you could do a full dance routine,
right?
That's not good.
Yeah,
that's bad.
If you could run a deep post mm-hmm. from the DJ booth to the sweetheart table, that's a football reference, Jan.
Yeah, you lost me. That makes sense.
It's a little too big, okay? So just be mindful of that. Now, if you have 500 people, you need that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just be mindful of that.
Smaller, it's better. The dance floor is a little small than way too big.
Yeah. Now, could we be making excuses for a couple weddings we had where it wasn't very dancey and maybe we did a bad job?
Maybe not.
But, you know, this is our podcast and
yeah,
we're going to say what we want today.
Yeah, it's our world.
You know what I'm saying? But it's your wedding. Day of, it's your day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so make sure you give us a call. Check out our Instagram at jbbrolive.com. Okay, second. What's number two? Did you write it down?
Yeah. I'm talking to you, videographers.
Okay. Video people, that giant, giant spotlight you think is necessary to get good lighting for your videos.
Maybe get a better camera.
Yeah, I understand, you know, the concept of you want to be able to see the party.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have that light on. But that light scares people, and people don't want it in their faces.
Right.
So they won't party with the light in their face.
There won't be much to film.
So there'll be nothing to film.
When people are running away from the sunlight.
You understand what we're saying, guys?
Shining on the dance floor. That's right.
Hold on, quick ad read. Today's, without further ado, is brought to you by Speak Eatery Asbury Park. Yes, we were just there a minute ago.
Home of the second lunch.
We were just there a couple minutes ago.
Or the pre-dinner.
I just burped up my cheesesteak.
Broccoli and cheese.
That I was dipping in my soup, and it was phenomenal. Okay, so if yep. you're hungry and you're in the Asbury Park region, check out Speak Eatery. Tell them Kenny sent you, mm-hmm. and pay extra.
And you'll have what Kenny's having.
Right. Okay, back to number two, the lights. Yeah, those lights are too much, guys. They're just... Mm-hmm. I understand, like, for speeches and whatnot, maybe introductions, but when it's, like, the dance set... Just turn them off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You could see. We can all see.
Right.
Just turn them off. Edit it better. I don't know.
Number three.
What's three?
Three is don't. This is a don't. I'm not really keeping track of do's or don'ts.
Right.
I'm just going to give advice.
Right.
So don't sign onto a timeline that the venue gives you without talking to the DJ first.
Right.
Now, what we've seen this last year is we would have finals with the brides and groom on like a Monday.
Uh-huh.
Then on a Thursday, the venue would come up with a new timeline.
Right.
That doesn't match the goals of the bride and groom.
Like, right.
It maximizes their efficiency of bringing food out.
Right.
But it doesn't maximize partying or dancing.
Right.
So, you know.
We see this a lot in
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. They're not, sorry, PA listeners.
Yeah.
But they, you know. They might have some good cheesesteaks and football.
Yeah, it looks nice. I mean, a lot of things look nice out there, but they just don't maximize the party. What we're doing, you know, it's very simple. We just want to dance before dinner.
That's
you know,
right.
These places, you know, you just had cocktail hour. You're stuffing your face. You're drinking. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
You have your introductions, your formalities, your dances and whatnot. You need a dance set after that to get you hungry again. To sit right down and eat a giant meal after you just ate a cocktail hour.
Right.
It makes no sense physically because you're not hungry for it yet.
Right.
And it makes no sense from the party standpoint because now you just stuffed these guys to death, and they don't want to get up and dance. They just want to take naps, take dumps. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's gross.
Yeah, like kind of how I feel right now. I'm not, you know, and that's not Speakeatery's fault. That's my own fault.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I just want to take a nap right now. But instead, I'm out here working.
Right. So if you were to have a dance set now, you'd feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Start me off slow.
Yeah.
You know, bring me up, build it up a little bit, and then I work up an appetite for real dinner time.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, I got another one. This is another venue beware. So when you're out shopping at venues, look around.
Yes.
Where is the venue? Are there residential homes?
Right.
Within earshot of the venue?
Okay.
You know what happens there, Kenny?
Right.
What happens there
is noise ordinances.
Noise ordinance.
And police officers.
Yeah. What are we throwing a party, 1999, at my parents' house?
Shh.
Be quiet. The cops are coming.
My neighbors. Guys, my neighbors might come up, tell us to stop having fun.
When you're 30 years old,
on our wedding day,
you should have to be worried about the police stopping a party.
Right.
Never mind your wedding.
Correct.
And back to physiology. No, I'm no biologist.
Physiology?
Physicalology? What'd you say?
I don't know, man.
All right. Listen, I'm no biologist.
Right.
But there's one thing I know. When the more people drink, the louder they want the music.
Right.
And guess what you do at weddings, Kenny? You drink from the beginning to the end.
Right, right.
So people don't want it to turn down over time. Mm-mm. They want it to turn up.
Right.
And if you're at a venue that has noise ordinances, the later it gets at night, you're going to have to turn it down and down, turn the subs off, turn the bass off, turn the fun off. Fun goes off. And what happens is, this might be a little selfish on our end, but we get embarrassed.
Yes.
Because the guests think we suck.
Right.
You know, and they're like, why'd you hire these DJs that want to turn it down on us?
Yes.
I'm trying to listen to my Fetty Wap CD.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They blame it on us, and we try to say, well, you know, it's the venue. But then we look like, you know, we're making excuses, and it's just this big old thing. Now, I guess by listening to this podcast, we've just been kind of backhandedly telling you guys that we suck because of all these things that have happened. But
this is your buyer beware.
I assure you, we do not suck. Check out the reviews. Okay, yeah. I wrote them all myself. Jan helped me. They're all genuine reviews. 5 stars. You know, if there was a 6th, we would have it. But
there's only five.
Really do a good job. These are just things. Again, buyer beware. We want you to maximize your party, because it's the biggest party of your entire life.
Not for nothing. It goes so fast. You're only going to have 2 hours of dancing anyway, at best case scenario.
Yes.
Two and a half, three if you really push it. So you got to cut down all the other formalities. You have toasts. You got to give people time limits. If you have 5 toasts, they can't all be 10 minutes long, because that's an hour gone right there.
Yes. Now, back to maximizing the time. I understand photographers. This one's for you guys. I understand the art of the photo and the perfect shot and lighting if you're outside and sunsets and whatnot. But, you know, the sun sets at a different time all throughout the year, so you gotta kind of have to figure that stuff out. But, like, for a night shot or anything like that, you know, brides and grooms, we're talking to you guys, let your photographers know not to take you away from the party to get a shot.
Not for a half hour.
Yeah, because
5 minutes, maybe.
You know, all right, if it's a sunset, it's a sunset, and there's only a specific time when you can do that, and sometimes it doesn't match up with the timeline of when dinner is and whatnot. But, like, you know, if they want a night shot and we're like, and it's been night for 2 hours, and they wait till after dinner when we start to dance again to try to get the night shot and take you away from the party, that's, like, unacceptable, because then you missed out on 20 to 30 minutes of your party.
Yeah.
You could have took that shot. You know, you eat your dinner, then go take the shot.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, take it during dinner.
Right, I understand.
A slow time.
Sometimes the photographers, they want to eat. They've been there all day. They could eat. They'll eat.
They'll be fine. Yeah, most of them could skip a meal, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. So,
especially us. I got one.
All right.
This is for the average person.
Yeah.
Wedding guest.
Okay.
Wedding guest etiquette, end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, maybe you want to leave. Maybe you have a babysitter. Maybe, you know, you left the oven on at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 15 minutes before the end of the night.
I know where you're going with this.
Just leave.
Yes.
Just leave.
Right.
Irish goodbyes are okay at a wedding.
Yes. You do not have to stop your bride or your groom in the middle of their last dance set. Now, this is the last 20,
there's only two
half
songs
an
left.
Hours, you know, and they want to really, really get wild right now. And this is what they remember. And this is when people are going absolutely nuts. For you to just stop them and say, hey, guys, you know, sorry, I can't hang another 15 minutes. I got to go now.
It's
and
ridiculous.
To say goodbye to them in the when they're on the dance floor is an absolutely ridiculous, selfish thing to do.
And that it's not just high five and leave. There's people who like try to pull them to the side and talk to them
and say thank you and
yo,
this was
get out of here.
Text them tomorrow.
Send
Call them
email.
Tomorrow.
Send a bird, a pigeon,
right?
Any animal you want with a
just
note.
Leave.
Just leave.
Yeah, just leave.
Leave.
That's an important one.
Yeah.
We see that a lot.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just almost puked.
Oh, I got another one.
All right.
I don't know if I'm alone in this, but there's going to be, you're going to hire someone to do your invitations, right? And a lot of them are going to be like, they'll have a spot on invitations. What song's going to get you on the dance floor?
Mm.
Guess what? They're going to write a really bad song in there. What does that song have to do with what you want to hear?
Right.
The night is about the bride and groom, not Uncle Jimmy, not Marianne from the library.
No.
Why do you care what their favorite song is? We want to know what your favorite song is, because when you guys are having fun, everyone else is going to have fun.
That's right.
And, you know, of course, VIPs, parents, you know, sprinkling some of their requests, bridal party, of course. We want all of them to get all their requests in, but random people at the wedding, like your cousin.
Jim
you never
from IT. You
want
to
play
mean?
The electric slide because your third aunt wants to hear it?
Yeah, she heard it in 79.
Yeah, like why?
She had fun in 79 once, so no.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about you guys. So
exactly. Who else? Any other vendors? Vendor issues? Most of them are good.
Yeah, listen, guys.
These are just a handful.
To circle back here, we have fun. We've done a lot of. We did 120 weddings last year as a company, and they were all phenomenal. They were all phenomenal. These are just little things.
Oh wait, I have a good one.
All right,
this is crucial.
Yeah,
we saw this a couple times. Okay, I don't know how to put this nicely, but when you work on your floor plan, guess who needs to be close to the dance floor?
Yes,
take a wild guess, Kenny. Guess who? Guess where the music's coming from?
Yes,
it's coming from the DJ.
Yeah,
and you're gonna go ahead and want to put the DJ and your entertainment next to the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Is that rocket science?
No.
Because if you don't, it's just going to hurt your party. If there's tables between us and the dance floor, how could that be good?
Think about that. People are trying to dance. Some people are sitting, and they're sitting right directly in front of the speakers.
Yeah. It's not good. Or it's even worse.
Borderline dangerous.
It's never a good idea to have your DJ on a 50-foot balcony.
Oof.
Let's
no,
just say that.
It isn't.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Those are...
First of all, physically, we can't bring the equipment up there without risking cardiovascular disease or heart attack, stroke.
Yeah. Our back could go out. Our knees could buckle.
We're no spring chickens.
We could get AIDS. It's crazy.
Yeah. They got LSD on the stairs sometimes.
It's not safe, and then also, the sound just shoots. I guess we're just specifically talking about one venue here.
We're not gonna say.
We're not gonna say the name, but
you could imagine it. But the sound and the lights and all the fun just go right over everyone's head.
Right, literally
over
their head.
Just they can't hear it. They can't see it.
You
they
can
can't
have,
feel it.
Yeah, I mean the dance floor is supposed to be the dance floor. It's supposed to be pulsating through you.
Yeah.
Like, you're feeling it. Like, you're not supposed to be able to have, like, a normal conversation on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And, you know, at a place like this, you could be standing right next to me, and we could talk at this level, and everything's fine. That's not how it works.
Right. That's right.
So
I want to make eye contact. Maybe, right. You know? Maybe take a request. So that's it. That really wraps up our...
Again, like I was saying before,
we do
have a good time at these things. I guess this turned into a big old venting session.
But it's something everyone can learn from.
Yes.
Vendors, wedding guests, brides and grooms. Everyone can learn.
Should we not air this? Do we sound like douchebags?
Well, it's too late.
Okay.
We record it, so.
Right.
Might as well post it.
Might as well just post it, right?
That's right.
Okay, again, www.jbproductionslive.com. Check us out on the internet. If you would like to be a guest on this unreal podcast, just let us know.
Email us.
Yeah,
info@jbprolive.net. You too could be on this podcast and teach the masses party do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts of the party. But again, we're going to be getting into all things wedding industry coming up on these winter months. And if not, we'll just go out of business.
All right. See you
right,
on the dance floor. Bye.